Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Spear. Auto workers at General Motors and Stellantis are expanding their strike to more than 30 locations across 20 states. Member station KERA, Seth Bodine reports workers are putting more pressure on the companies for new contracts.
No bills, no wills. No bills, no wills. No bills.
The strike includes more than 100 workers at this General Motors Parts Distribution Center in Texas. Sean Zepeda has worked at the facility about 20 miles outside Fort Worth for 10 years. He said he hopes the negotiations result in higher wages because rising prices are catching up with him.
And we were fine for a while, but we started losing overtime. And that combination with the economy right now, we're struggling bad. So for a minute there, we were living paycheck to paycheck, really struggling.
The last GM worker strike was in 2019 and lasted 40 days. I'm Seth Bodine in Fort Worth.
President Biden has confirmed he'll travel to Michigan Tuesday to show his support for striking auto workers and says he will join them on the picket line. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife are facing three federal corruption charges. Prosecutors unsealed a 39-page indictment against the lawmaker, his wife, and three other co-defendants today. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has been following the case.
In the wake of this federal indictment, Menendez is temporarily stepping down from his post as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Prosecutors say he was part of a four-year-long scheme to enrich himself and three businessmen from New Jersey. The indictment says Menendez took actions that benefited the government of Egypt. And, allegedly, in return, Menendez and his wife received hundreds of thousands of dollars, a luxury car, and gold bars. The senator and his wife will make their first court appearance next week. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Drenching rain, gusty winds, and possible flooding all in the forecast for communities along the East Coast this weekend. NPR's Anna Isaacs reports more than 7 million people are under a tropical storm warning, and governors of North Carolina and Virginia have declared states of emergency.
Tropical storm Ophelia has been brewing in the Atlantic and is expected to make landfall in North Carolina early Saturday before moving north toward the Chesapeake Bay. Forecasters are predicting up to 7 inches of rain in some areas, warning of possibly life-threatening storm surge from coastal North Carolina to southeastern Virginia. The National Weather Service says rainfall will spread over the weekend into the mid-Atlantic and southern New England, with the potential for scattered flash floods. Meteorologists say record-warm Atlantic waters are contributing to a busier-than-usual hurricane season, which won't wind down until the end of November. Anna Isaacs, NPR News.
Stocks whipsawed around in the final trading session of the week before closing lower. The Dow was down 106 points. You're listening to NPR. The Vietnamese government has detained another person who reportedly was trying to push the country away from fossil fuels. NPR's Michael Copley reports that detention comes as Vietnam tries to secure billions in climate-related funding from the U.S. and other wealthy countries.
Vietnam arrested a researcher who was working on an international program to move the country from coal to renewable energy. That's according to a human rights group called the 88 Project. Under the program, the U.S. and other wealthy countries promised Vietnam billions of dollars to fight climate change. Vietnam has arrested several climate activists since the program was announced. Rights groups say the arrests were politically motivated. They want the U.S. and other backers of the program to withhold money until Vietnam releases the activists and guarantees protections for civil society. The U.N. says it's aware of the latest arrest. The White House declined to comment. Vietnam's embassy in Washington didn't respond to messages seeking comment. Michael Copley, NPR News.
When it comes to how Americans view the ongoing strike by Hollywood actors and writers versus the major studios, it appears sympathies lie more with the actors. At least that is the finding of a new Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs research poll. Survey finds 55% of U.S. adults sympathize with the actors and writers over the studios. Negotiations with the writers' union have resumed. In both strikes, the main issue includes pay and the use of artificial intelligence. Criminal Future prices ended the session higher, oil up 40 cents a barrel to $90.03 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in New York.